As promised, we are joined right now by a reporter for NFL Media. He is a Hall of Fame voter. He is author of Junior Seau, The Life and Death of a Football Icon. Good friend of the program, too. He is Jim Trotter. Jim, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Romy, doing great. How are you?
Good, good, dude. Great talking to you. So, lots to talk about. I want to talk to you, Jim, first about the latest piece you have up regarding the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's a lot to focus on in terms of the offense, especially the quarterback battle. You were at their camp, Jim, but you focused on the defense. It's a defense with some big-time playmakers, but as a whole, Jim, they fell off in a big way last year. Looking back, what happened, and what are the players involved in that side of the ball make of it?
Romy, fundamentally, you know, they had some injuries, and then at that time, obviously, the things that usually take place when a defense struggles with blown assignments, missed tackles, guys losing one-on-one battles, all those sorts of things. But the thing that's interesting about the Steelers is when Mike Tomlin always says the standard is the standard, when it comes to defense, they believe that. They internalize that. And so in talking to T.J. Watt, you know, he said it was unacceptable what went on last year. They had six running backs who gained 100 yards against them, which is almost unheard of against the Steelers defense. And he said that when you play defense for the Steelers, it's different. There's an expectation that you will honor the past and you will continue the legacy. And that goes back to, you know, the foundational years of the Steel Curtain back in the 70s and 80s and on through the different units we have had each decade there. And so for them to go from, I believe it was third overall in total defense to 24th, I believe it was, that wasn't just a fall off for them. That was a free fall. And so the focus this year has been on correcting that, on being able to stop the run. And, you know, everyone wants to talk about, can that unit carry the load while they go through this transition to quarterback? And their response is, that's not really our focus. Our focus is on living up to the standard and the legacy that we have always had in Pittsburgh as it relates to defense. So it's an interesting group. As you say, there are some talent makers, some stars at each position, you know, T.J. Watt being a game record, Cam Hayward being an all-pro, Minka Fitzpatrick being one of the highest-paid safeties in the game now, and now they've tried to supplement those guys with guys like, you know, Larry Ogunabi and with Miles Jack coming in at the linebacker position as well as what they did in the draft. So it's a unit worth watching this year.
No doubt. Jim Trotter joining us. So, Jim, you've written about that. You've also focused on the Browns defense, which had high hopes last year. They got off to a terrible start. They finished much better. Let me ask you this. When you look at those two teams, then you look at the Bengals coming off an AFC championship, then they get Joe Burrow back from appendectomy. Lamar Jackson's situation obviously bears watching with the Ravens. Overall, how do you see the AFC North shaking out this year?
Man, it's loaded. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I think Baltimore wins the division. I think that John Harbaugh is one of the more underrated coaches in the league. That's just me. Every year his teams, you know, like Tomlin, are you know what you're going to get from them, and they usually deliver in that way. You know, the funny thing is, Romy, last year, if Lamar Jackson doesn't get hurt that last month plus of the season where he's out, they're right there in the hunt to go to the playoffs and likely do go to the playoffs. And that is despite, you know, just sort of unprecedented injuries. When you look at all the guys they had lost going back all the way to training camp, when you started talking about their running back core and they were down to a third or fourth string running back to start the year or early in the year. So as you go through all of that and you see where that team was, I think with a healthy Lamar, with some guys returning and whatnot, I think Baltimore is going to be one of those teams that people respect and know is good, but I think it has a chance of winning that division. And why do I say that with Cincinnati being so strong, having gone to the Super Bowl last year? I just look at history, Romy, and it's tough for teams, particularly young teams that haven't been through it before, to understand what it's like to be the hunted instead of the hunter. And everyone is going to have the Bengals circled on that calendar now, knowing how good they are, knowing that they went to a Super Bowl last year. And I do believe that they will be in the hunt and probably even make the playoffs, but I don't believe it's going to be as smooth, let's say, as maybe it was a year ago.
Talking to Jim Trotter. So, Jim, the league has, back to Deshaun Watson, the league reportedly has been looking for an indefinite suspension in that case. What feels like an appropriate suspension for Watson to you?
I've been saying all along, I think a year, because when you read the report, And Judge Sue Robinson uses terms like predatory behavior, when she uses terms like, you know, egregious in terms of his behavior, when she talks about him damaging the league, you know, in terms of its image and whatnot, all of these things. And then she says that the league, based on its description, has proven that he committed sexual assault by its definition. I don't see how you give anything less than a year. I don't believe in an indefinite suspension or suspension, because I do believe that it should be something finite, and I don't believe you hold that over the player's head. I believe that when you serve your time, basically, you should be allowed to come back and play, and I think a year is enough. And I'll say this, too, about Deshaun Watson. Early on, I tried to stay out of it because, you know, everybody wants to have a hot take, and I get that. But for me, this is so serious that I wanted to wait until I could see some or see or read some of the evidence that's being presented and whatnot. And what it says to me is that when you as a player have access to some of the best physical therapists in the country as an NFL player, and you choose to go on social media and you reach out to 60 plus women on social media for a quote unquote massage, and many of them are not even licensed. And then we won't even get into the towel trick that was played. It says to me that you have a problem. And look, your own sexual predilections or whatever, that's your business. But when you cause trauma to some of these women, and I'm not by any means saying all, but some, and like when I see Ashley Solis and I see her interview on Real Sports, you cannot tell me that that woman was not traumatized psychologically by what took place. There's a consequence for that. And so from my standpoint, that's why I think it's fair to have him out for a year. I think Deshaun's a great player. I think he's done a lot of good work in the community. But certain actions have consequences, and this should be one of them. And if the NFL was going to say that it cares about mental health for its players, for its employees, or just in general, you cannot tell me that those women, some of those women, I should say, were not traumatized by what took place.
Jim Trotter is my guest. Jim, I got about 90 seconds. I want to try and get to this as well. What do you make of how the league, everything you just said, under consideration, what do you make of how the league handled the Stephen Ross situation? Is there any way, for instance, that you buy the argument that he was just joking when he offered Brian Flores $100,000 per game to lose?
No. Look, Romy, you have to take all of the evidence in its totality. So when he says to multiple people, as this report says, that to place a priority on the draft over winning, that by its very definition is tanking. So I don't know how you get beyond that. And now you couple that with comments about offering $100,000 to lose games. When you put the two together, I find it hard to say that he's joking. And then to know, now if we're going to talk about integrity and whatnot, to know then that he's out tampering with other players, with Tom Brady, to try and bring him in, I don't think that Stephen Ross has a lot of integrity to stand on here as we talk about this. So for me, I think the league wanted to get away from it as quickly as possible. It was never going to admit that an owner was tanking games unless there was some way to say you had hard proof. And to me, I think that Brian Flores more than proved his allegation that Stephen Ross was trying to tank games by Stephen Ross, in his own words, saying to people in the organization to place a greater priority on the draft over winning games. Again, by its very definition, as I see it, that is the definition of tanking.
Agreed. It's a textbook definition. He is a reporter for NFL Media. He is a Hall of Fame voter. He is the author of Junior Seau, The Life and Death of a Football Icon. He is a good friend of the program. And this is why I booked him as my first guest back coming off my vacation. Jim, great to have you back. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Romy, always, man. I appreciate the vibe.
You got it. Great talking to you, Jim. Thank you very much. Jim Trotter, friend of the program and a Peloton legend as well. All right, so what do you make of what you just heard? Telephone number is toll-free. It's wide open, 1-800-636-8686. Good food for thought in that. Take any one of those topics. Where do you want to go with it? Or if you want to go somewhere totally different, go ahead and do that. I'm fine with it. Coming up at 20 past next hour, Mac Brown, head football coach at North Carolina. Then we are wide open until the final segment of the show when we have Cam Jordan, Saints D lineman. What I do want to talk about next hour, Fernando Tatis Jr. pops positive, out for 80 games, the rest of this season, the start of next season. The Padres are pissed. well, they should be. You can't rely on this guy. It seems stunning, but is it really? Let's get into all of that next hour. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. I'm back. It feels great. See you in a few minutes.